In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Approaches. Tonight we are going to discuss an idea about the ignorance and its role in hindering the Word of God and the role of the preachers to overcome or to come over ignorance. As written in the book of Hosea, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. And the Lord himself, in the last chapter of St. Matthew, said, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So making disciples, it's the story of education, of teaching, of helping people to overcome the ignorance of God and the ignorance of the eternal life. St. Paul once confessed, Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly, in unbelief. So there is always a relationship between ignorance and unbelief. What is the dangerousness of ignorance? When somebody is ignorant, he may accept other beliefs, wrong beliefs, and also he may live in wrong habits. And the ignorance can, you know, infect others and spread from one to the other. Also, you know, the ignorant usually stay as enemy to those who understand the truth. With ignorance, one may take wrong decisions, and this may destroy his life and his eternal life. With ignorance, we can see deterioration in all aspects of life, human, immoral, economic, and others. Also, with ignorance, we can see many other sins coming. Like, you know, with ignorance, people may live in repression or depression or going into addiction. They may enjoy the porno sins, and with ignorance, man is converted into an animal. When we say ignorance, it's not only the spiritual awareness, but it's also other aspects of important truth. The unawareness of God stayed at the most important ignorance that destroy one's life. But also other atheist ideas. People may say that there is no God, there is no moral law, there is no eternal life, there is nothing called faith, there is no love, there is no hope in other life. So all these truths may be ignored with ignorance. Also, having strange beliefs that man is just rather an animal, or he is the outcome of evolution, and man should enjoy his fleshly life with no morals. Ignorance stands as kind of blindness. The blind cannot see where to go and in which way to choose and to decide. So people are living in blindness, in darkness of ignorance. As written by the Bible, that, you know, people will go to hell because of this ignorance. And in approaching people, we should remind ourselves that people are really ignorant of the truth. And even if they are scholars, they are scientists, they are physicians or engineers or whatever, still they do not know the truth. They are ignorant of the grace of God. So The first mission of any preacher is to deliver the Word of God. And the Word of God is the light, and it is the real truth that people may ignore. As written in the Gospel of St. John, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In the same chapter he said, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." We need to know the level of education of anyone we are speaking to, whether he knew anything about Christianity, does he believe in God, did he read the Bible, did he go to the church any time in his life, and what level of science he is on, and what kind of career he is living in. So all these informations will help us to deliver the Word of God that suits him. Also, we need, as deliverer of the truth, to simplify the ideas and presenting the truth bit by bit in a clear, educational, simple way. Also, we need to show the eternal life, the kingdom of God inside the heart, and the real kingdom of God after this life. Also, in order to overcome ignorance, we need to know how to teach people to see the truth in the nature, in man's life, also in history, in relationships, and in the logic. We can pick up the truth from all this. God is speaking the truth not only in the Bible, but also in the conscience of man, in the nature around, in the history, in the logic, and even in science. And also to help others to accept the knowledge of God, we need to use all senses, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the touches, because Christ became man to put himself under this sensual affection. Also, in order to affect others, we need to be a role model, not just speaking the Word of God, but living the Word of God in the way Christ lived it. You also need to remember that people may not accept the Word of God on the same level. Sometimes they can be easily convinced with the Word of God. Others may reject the Word of God. Others may stay for a long period before accepting the truth. So we should be ready to speak with all levels of acceptance. But we need not to accept any lies, any heresies within the truth. You know, part of the truth may be considered a heresy and not the real truth. So we need to focus on the whole truth and the only truth, which is God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, in delivering the knowledge of God, we need to present and not to impose ourselves or impose the truth upon the minds of others. St. Paul said, "One, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." So this kind of enlightenment is the role of any preacher. With prayer, with humility, he can help others to see the truth and acknowledge God's knowledge. St. Paul once said in Philippians chapter 4, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. You can see clearly that everything he learned, it was kind of exercising the truth. He spent so much time in changing in himself, so he can adapt himself to all circumstances, by which he could say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. This is, you know, the goal of our preaching, that people can adapt themselves in this life to all circumstances in Christ and to catch the eternal glory, glory to God. Amen.